Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us here at the Ready Church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all the listeners that have came online and those that are here with me to study the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for friends. Thank you for everyone. God, we pray that you bless each and every one that listens to this blog. That you would have your way in each and every one of our lives, everyone here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be talking about the benefits of wisdom. We're going to be coming from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Wisdom is the chief, uttermost foundation of our life. We need wisdom so we can go through this life and in the way that God wants us to. So we have his word as instruction, it's an instructional book. So we're going to be found in the book of Proverbs. It's going to start in the chapter. It's going to be chapter 4. I'm going to start at the first verse. Okay. Proverbs 4 and 1. Hear ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. Second verse, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. For he, the next verse is verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Okay, so just establishing that, you know, that we are as children to hear our father's instructions. In this life, if you have a father or someone that's going to lead you, your parents, your mother, your father, whomever God placed in your life that's over you, your elder, your uncle, your aunt, whomever. And also, most importantly, our Father God, which is in heaven, because this is his word. So it says, hear ye the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. So that's to have knowledge, to have insight on what to do. So it says, for I give you good doctrine. Doctrine is a teaching. Forsake ye not my law, and keep his commandments, to keep his truth. For I was my father's son, tender, only beloved in the sight of my mother. Okay? The birth, you come out, your mother, your birth, come through the birth and canal of your mother, and you're tender and you're loved by, hopefully by her, and or someone that cares for you, that brings you through that nurture state and off nurture state. And all the time it is a woman, it's your mother. So it says, let thine heart retain my words. It means to keep. Keep God's words. Keep his commandments that you may, you know, that you may live. Keep my commandments and live. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Live. Because all of those bring destruction. If you're killing, you're stealing, that's destruction. Live. It says, get wisdom. And it says, get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline. Decline is means to decrease, reduce. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Don't decline, don't decrease, don't reduce his commandments and his words from being in your mouth, okay? See, neither decline from the words of my mouth, the words of his mouth. So don't let it be a decline in his commandments, the words that God is speaking from his mouth. It says, forsake her not. This is wisdom. And she shall preserve thee, shall love her, and she shall keep thee. So if you embrace the wisdom that's in this proverb, which proverb is wisdom, you shall have long life. You shall be preserved, to be kept, okay? Something that's reserved, preserved, that's kept, and, you know, it's not apt to die off. So it goes to its full potential. You're going to live to your full potential that God has designated, destined for your life if you follow his wisdom, his instruction. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor, which thou doest embrace her. I have my family with me today, and we'll just allow them to read, to take part in the reading of the scripture. So right now, I just read verse 8 of chapter 4, Proverbs. And so have someone to read verse 9.
She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee.
Okay. So it's saying that wisdom, when it speaks about she, the scripture identifies in this in the word and in Proverbs, it says she. It says, and it's talking about wisdom. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. Grace is a protection. Is you know, when the Bible talks about grace and mercy, it's something that relieves you. Something that shields you. Something that protects you. So it's a grace to you. It's going to be placed as an ornament, you know, upon your head, because you following, and that's where your wisdom, that's where your knowledge is where in your head. So a crown of glory shall be delivered to thee. We're going to have Yale's going to read verse 10. Read it loud.
You're my son. Receive my sins and the years though I have for life shall be in.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. It says, "Hear my son, receive my sins, and the years of thy life shall be many." So the Bible is speaking to us, telling us to receive his things, his words, what proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is his word, and our life shall be long. It shall, you know, of many years. Verse 11.
I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right path.
Okay. Teaching you in a way, giving you knowledge, wisdom. It's leading you on the right path. So all you have to do is follow it. It's going to lead you on the right path as we go through this life, this physical life. It's, you know, just follow the wisdom. The instructions are here in the word. And as long as the choices that you make in your life lines up with this Bible and you're praying and God is leading you, you're not going to go wrong. We have verse 12 to be read.
Verse 12.
Good. So, when thou goest, that step that you take, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Okay. The path is already been laid. It's already straight. Don't have to be straightened. It's already laid out. That's what it's talking about. So that step shall not be straightened. It's already straight. It's already laid out. And then it says, when you're running, you know, you're not going to fall. You're not going to stumble. You know, it says the rug is already flat. It's already plain. It's already, the foundation is flat. It's laid. So you're not going to have to worry about speed bumps and nothing tripping you while you're running. If you're running and you got a bump right there, you probably will stumble. It's laid flat. So next one, chapter 4. Let's go on chapter 4, verse 13.
Okay. Fast hold of instructions. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life.
Okay. So you hold it and you guard it with your life because it's going to keep you here. So the next verse is 14.
Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of the evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief.
Okay. So it's basically telling you to, that you don't go in the way of the wicked man. There's a lot of wicked people, and that's leading people today and on television. You know, the spiritually. Even prominent preachers, probably like T.D. Jakes or Rick Warren or Joel Osteen, and some of the other local ones that are following the path, you know, that's been marginalized or whatever by T.D. Jakes and whomever in higher positions, principalities, and these spirits that are leading in these high places. So it says, enter not in the path of the wicked, go in the path of this Bible. It's instruction right here. Don't be swayed by these evil men. Avoid it. Turn from it. Pass away. So taking a detour from what they're doing, don't follow their path. It's right there on the television or your internet or whatever. Keep your path that's right here in the Bible. Keep this path. The Bible says, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief. They've been called to a purpose to get you off. And the Bible says that, you know, if it was possible, they would deceive the very elect. So they've come with a goal. So the Bible says, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? So, and it says they're not sleeping. He's not, the enemy, he's not slumber, and he's not sleeping. He's working all day and night. He's his in principality, the powers of the air. He's lurking in the air. So if he sleeps, he can lose a chance to get you off, to get you from being hellbound. So, and it says, you know, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief. Their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. The Bible says that now to him that is able to keep us from falling. So if you are leaning on to God who is able to keep you from falling and not going after what he told you to turn away from in the scripture and pass away from it, then you know, would fall because of that mischief that was going on by those who assume themselves to be prominent in the airways. It's the devil using these physical men. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. That's verse 17. We'll go to verse 18. Somebody to read. No, we'll read back verse 18.
It's shining like they shine as more and more perfectly.
Right, that's correct. So God has his word that's, you know, that's shining, and his children that are in the world today, the light, to be the light of the world. So, that's right, and it's perfect. Next verse. Verse 19.
The way of the church is wicked, is it as darkness? They know not at what they stumbled.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my saving. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all of their flesh. Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes, sir, not the issues of life. The verse 19 was saying, "Then the ways of the wicked is darkness, and they know not at what they stumble." It says that, and you know, that they going to fall. The wicked ones are going to fall, and they don't know where they're going to fall at. So that says, know that. So it's, and then it says, my son, it's, you know, climb, attend that word, you know, attend to his saying with your ears, and let him not depart from thy eyes. Keep God's word in front of your eyes now, to him that able to keep you from falling, and he shall keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. So keep his word. He's going to keep you in perfect peace. Don't let this word depart from your eyes, and keep, you know, this in your heart. Keep his commandments in your heart. So they're light to those that find them. And health to all their flesh. He's going to keep you in health. Read verse 23.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
Look, somebody's trying to get you to place your feet somewhere that it's not supposed to be. Trying to get you to go in some doors and some paths, so that's, you know, remove thy foot from evil. If you're tempting and got it lifted up to go that way, step back, put it down, put it back before you move it forward to go into that evil ground. Well, that evil man, and you know, stay planted and grounded in the good, the wisdom of God through his word here. And so those are the benefits of wisdom. And children, as you're in school, just always remember this word right here, and don't let you be found trying to walk in the way of the evil ones that are trying to lurk, and what everyone else is doing because it's popular, because everyone is doing it, because, you know, you want to be cool. You want to do what they're doing. You know, this heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand. And you want to live life to the fullest potential that God has placed because of his word right here. So you don't want to die early. You don't want to die young. You want to live out what God has set for you. So this is saying to follow his wisdom. Follow his law, you shall live.
Praise the Lord. That was a good word. I'm telling you, you know, training up our young people, our nieces and nephews, and, you know, children up in the way of the Lord in this last hour. It's so important. You know, young people need to be stirred in the right direction. The enemy is working. I mean, he's working 24/7. He's nonstop. And we thank God for the word of God on today, because there's wisdom, as Brother just said. You know, there's wisdom in the word of God. There's hope in the word of God. And it's so important. That's why God gave you these children, to train them up in the way of the Lord. So when they get old, they will not depart from it. It will always be in their heart. Even if they stray away, you know, they're not saved now or whatever, you know, but they still got the word been planted in their hearts and in their life. So when they get to that door, get in a situation, a tight place, they'll know who to call on. They'll trust God. But if you don't teach your children that Jesus is the answer, you know, for the world today, he's still the answer. You know, Buddha, Muhammad, none of those are the answer. Jesus is still the answer for the world today. It's for our children. It's for you and me. It's the word. Everything is going down but the word of God. As we can see today, our nation has been turned upside down. And the lack of word, the word of God, being placed in our families, in our homes, in our children, because we're so busy doing what we want to do, but we should be doing the will of God, because Satan, he's working. He's killing, stealing, and destroying these young people's lives as well as the old. And we need to train our children up that they can hear the word of life. And, you know, the Bible said train them up, you know, so they can live long. They have long life on the earth. I want my grandchildren, children have long life, you know, and the word is what's going to keep them, because everything else is going down but the word of God. I remember years ago, we would be in the church and we would say, you know, there's going to come a time you're going to be seeking and searching for the word of God and not be able to find it. So it's so important that we here still can touch the Bible, can pick up one, because in other countries, they're being killed for the sake of Christ, you know, for the word of Christ and for standing for Christ. So we here at Ready Church just want to tell you, pick up the word of God. Spend some time with your children. Pray with them. They have a lot to face. I'm telling you, the devil's at work, but the word of God is still true. And there's power in the word of God. There's anointing in the word of God. There's healing and deliverance in the word of God. We want to train our children and grandchildren up in the way of the Lord so they would know who to call on when they get in a tight place. They'll know that Jesus will help them. He will rescue them, and he'll come right on time. I thank God for my son this morning for sharing with us. This is our family time. It's so important to have family time. You know, people are so busy doing whatever they want to do. Everybody's separating and in rooms to themselves, and, you know, and your children are growing up. And you look, and they're going to be grown, and then you're going to want to stop by and talk to me. No, they're going to say, well, why you want me to come back and talk to you now when we was in the house and grew up? You won't talking to us? So it's so important to spend time with your children. See what's going on. Sometimes they're going through things and they don't know, you know, if they can even share it with you. So, you know, they get stressed out. And the Bible once says, let not your heart be troubled. But sometimes these kids are so worked up with stress because not being able to share. So we here at the Ready Church, we try to share with our family, share with our children, you know, so they know that they can always come to you and share and talk to you, and that you can point them to Jesus, because he's still the answer for the world today. We thank you for joining us today. And we here at the Ready Church would like to have my son to pray, and we're going to close out. And we thank you for listening to us, and we pray that we'll make a difference in your home, and that you will pray with your children and grandchildren before time is too late. God bless you, Ready Church.
Just thank God for the word, you know, what y'all were saying is true, because so much is going on in the world today, and the school system and everything just so different from when we, you know, growing up. I mean, things were going on then, but it's not at this degree that it is now. You know, they, you know, sending, you know, newsletters out letting you know that the children, they can be called whatever they want to be called now. They, if they're she, they can be called a he. So let you know they can update their information on their student portal so people can know, you know. It's just crazy. They can't be who, whatever they want to be, they always going to be whatever God made them to be, you know. They'll never change. So, yeah, so this is what my brother brought forth today, is something that will be able to not only help the children, but us as adults as well, anyone with breath in their body, and have understanding, help us all, because we're living in a dark and dying world today. So, just thank God for the word and the family time, able to spend time with my mom and brother and niece and nephew and my son. And it's just a blessing, because life is, you know, life like a vapor. And just thank God for my family and the ones that's listening or able to listen to
the Ready Church. And as always, if you can listen, you can live. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank God for my daughter. And thank her, you know, for sharing, you know.
My name.
So, you know, we will see it all. Thank God for my daughter sharing and getting it to me from my students. And my family, I just thank God for you and your life. Continue to pray for the ministry. We will say we love you and God bless you. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is the real Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you. Ready, church.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this study and us being able to come together to study and to worship you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. And we say that you are almighty. We know that you are.
See you.